This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a very, very, very busy show today. We will analyze the Tracy Morgan situation from last night at the Garden. Luckily, he's okay. I've got an insane stat that will prove once and for all how mediocre the American League is. But that should give Yankee fans hope. And we've got a brand new edition of Toasted and Posted, where we guess the old tweets of our fellow FAN co-workers. That's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But today, it is very important for my fellow Met fan to take some truth serum. We need to have an honest and real conversation, because I've lived on this earth for a long time. I have seen the way we react as Met fans. I've seen the way Yankee fans react. We're kind of the same. We're New Yorkers. We are who we are. And the way things go in this town is we get this incredible present, this incredible gift. We bring in a star player. Let's say that star player's name is Carlos Beltran. And we bring him in, and we're all excited, and it's a shiny toy. And if he doesn't play up to our expectations, we boo his ass. Mike Piazza, same thing. We trade for Mike Piazza. Thank you, Mike Francesa, Christopher Mad Dog Russo. And even when he's hitting 340, we deem he's not getting big enough hits. So what do? We boo his ass. Gerrit Cole, Yankee fans, remember him? He's going to miss the season this year. He's been a great Yankee. But when he doesn't perform to your expectations, what do you do in the middle of July when he's taken out in the fourth inning? You boo his ass. So Met fans, let's just get it out of the way. Let's talk about it. Let's be honest. I'm not putting negativity into the world. I'm just talking about history and what's likely to happen. If Juan Soto gets off to a bad start, when are you booing his ass? Is it April? Is it May? Do you give him more time? Do you give him less time? He's being paid $755 million. And before anyone calls up and yells at me like I'm the bad guy, I don't boo my own players. I'm not a booer.
Never?
Never.
You've never booed a player.
One time.
Who?
Guillermo Mota.
Why?
Because he tested positive for steroids. I know, what a lame reason.
You know what? That's actually a decent reason.
Oh, is that good?
Right, because it leaves you unavailable.
Yeah. I was mad at Guillermo Mota, but in general, I'm not a booer. I didn't boo Beltran. I didn't boo Alomar. I didn't boo Piazza. I didn't boo guys who deserved it, who didn't deserve it. But Met fans, be honest. Because right now, we're in the honeymoon phase. We still are. It's one of the longest honeymoon phases we've ever seen upon adding a free agent or a player acquired. And the idea of me coming on Sports Talk Radio on March 18th talking about booing Juan Soto seems like I'm a hater or I'm a bad guy. No, I'm just getting ahead of the curve. I'm just talking about it before it's uncomfortable in the middle of April. Because I'm not the bad guy. We're all the bad guys. Because we've all done it. So Met fans, let me know. Let us know. Tell the New York athlete when you're going to boo somebody because he's not performing to your expectations. 888-808-1019. I don't think you ever faced boos, Teak.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Did you face boos?
All the time.
Sorry.
Right. Most of my career I was booed, at least early in my career.
Is that the fumbling thing?
Absolutely. It was the fumbling thing. It was the, damn it. You're killing me.
So you know what it's like.
Of course I know what it's like. And it's different for football because it, like, you notice it, but you really don't notice it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's just too much. It's too loud. Like, there's too much chaos going on. And it can easily get, I don't know, drowned out by cheers on the next play. Because, whatever, fumble, then you get an interception. Or, you know, fumble, recover it, then you... Eli throws for a 50-yard, you know, bomb down the right sideline. So it doesn't last in football like it does in baseball. Whereas in baseball, if you get on the wrong side of a fan base, and it's like it's consistent.
Oh, no doubt.
It's every time you touch the ball.
I think what makes it so bad in baseball is that baseball is a game of failure.
Yes.
You're going to fail even when you're doing really well 70% of the time. And so when you have that moment in a sporting event, which you really don't have in the other sports, where it's you and the world, like now batting for the New York Mets, number 22, Juan Soto. Mm-hmm. And then it's you versus the pitcher, and then there's a clear result.
Right.
Either you're going to win the battle, whether it's drawing a walk or getting a base hit or hitting a home run, or you're going to lose the battle. You're going to strike out. You're going to pop up. There's that clear moment where fans can react to you. And I don't think you kind of get that in the other sports. And so that's why, to me, in baseball, the booing is much more noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just easier to come about because, again, you're failing more times than you're succeeding.
And I think it's also a quiet environment for most of the game. Until something happens, people are just kind of chilling.
Right.
Just having a beer, having a casual conversation with whoever their neighbor is or whoever they came to the game with. And then all of a sudden something happens and it's like, whoa, let's go. Or you strike out in a critical moment and you get booed.
Yeah.
Right? It's different in football where it just feels like there's a constant buzz.
And
like,
there isn't
the loudness.
There isn't that moment every single game where the fans can show you how they feel about you.
Yes.
While in baseball, you get that all the time. And that's why when I was thinking about this morning and I was thinking about this, what feels like inevitable moment, because it's a rite of passage as a New York athlete. Like,
no doubt.
Every great athlete in this town has faced boos. In fact, I started making a list of the acquired athletes who've been booed, and it's a long one, and then also the acquired athletes who never got booed. And the list of guys who never faced boos is an incredibly short list.
Yeah.
More times than not, you're on the side of Dave Winfield, or the side of Roger Clemens, or the side of Jason Giambi, or the side of Randy Johnson, or the side of Carlos Beltran, or the side of Roberto Alomar, or the side of Mike Piazza. All of these guys are New York baseball players, either via trade or free agency, who at some moment, fair or not, got booed. And the list of guys who never faced boos, like Gary Carter probably never faced boos in 1985 after they acquired him via trade, mainly, and I wish Juan Soto can do this, because Carter got off to such an awesome start. He had a game-winning home run in his first game as a Met.
As many home runs as Juan Soto is hitting in spring training, you might want to save someone
right
for the regular season.
Because they don't count.
Exactly, they don't count, but it seems like he's going to get off to a fast start, kind of like he did with the Yankees. Now, we had this exact conversation last year with the Yankees, or at least Sean did, who's out today. But his reasoning for not booing was different. And did he get booed?
He never got booed.
He never, not collectively booed.
He never got booed because he pulled off the same thing Gary Carter pulled off, and it's very tough to do. He was so good from jump that there was never a moment to boo him. Like, other than just being an annoying drunk guy in the middle of May who's expecting perfection, and that's different than the majority of a stadium booing you, which you will get in a lot of these cases, Juan Soto was so good upon beginning his Yankee tenure that there was never an opportunity.
Right, and Sean didn't want anybody to boo him. He proclaimed it on this station because he didn't want Juan Soto to feel the ire of Yankee fans lest he go someplace else.
Well, it was such a different situation because Juan Soto was acquired last year as a guy that you're trying to impress, that the guy you're trying to bring back. More times than not, whether it's signing Dave Winfield as a free agent or trading for Randy Johnson with a few years left on his deal or signing Carlos Beltran or signing Gerrit Cole, these guys are here forever. Mm-hmm. And the boos are usually attached to the expectations of the money and what you accomplished elsewhere. And it's not entirely fair. I mean, there are guys like Giancarlo Stanton is on the side of a guy who's heard boos.
Immediately.
He heard his boos immediately.
Immediately. Like, but I think that was because it felt like such an egregious amount of money. That's before.
Really? And what about this contract?
It does. I mean, I honestly feel this, Evan. We are desensitized, numb to absurd amounts of money. And I'm talking in baseball, but I'm just talking in general. When you think about some basketball players are making $60 million a year, and some not good basketball players are making $40 million a year, and in about 3 or 4 years, these guys are going to be making $100 million a year. You just desensitize the money. But back in, when did Stan come?
2018 was his first year here,
in 2018, before it felt like every elite star player, athlete is going to be a billionaire. That's what it feels like now. Pat Mahomes, he's going to be a billionaire. Juan Soto, he's going to be a billionaire. LeBron James, he's already a billionaire. Like, before that happened, Stanton's deal felt enormous. Just like A-Rod's deal felt enormous.
Right, that's another guy who's heard the boost, by the way.
But then go back and look at it, and you're like, $25 million?
Yeah.
Are we serious? We're upset about that? So I think our perception of stupid athlete wealth has been numbed.
I think it's been numb, but here's why I think you're wrong, and I'm going to give you an exact date. Because as a Met fan, and listen, I don't boo, okay? It's going to take Juan Soto to have to basically insult redheads verbally into a microphone for me to actually start booing the guy, because I'm not a booer. Mm-hmm. And I'm not condemning those who do boo. I understand the frustrations, but I choose not to do it. So when I'm going to give you a specific date where I think Met fans would turn on Juan Soto, I'm not doing it because I think it's going to happen. I'm not doing it because I'm going to boo him. I'm doing it because I've been around long enough to see everybody get booed. From Mariano Rivera to Mark Teixeira to Garrett Cole. I didn't see Dave Winfield get booed, but I know he got booed. I think by the middle of April, if he doesn't get off to a really good start and the Mets are struggling, he will get booed. And I'll tell you exactly why. Because he comes here with the greatest expectations of any Met free agent ever, period, stop. He blows away George Foster. He blows away Carlos Beltran. He blows away, Piazza was a trade, but even Mike Piazza and the expectations he came with. He blows away Pedro Martinez. He is everything we've been giddy about. He's the greatest free agent signing this franchise has ever had. And with that comes great expectations.
Right.
And so here's what's happening in the middle of March. Nobody's thinking about this. And they probably are thinking Evan's a bad guy for even talking about this, or I'm bringing negativity in the world for talking about this. No, I just know that that's what happens around here. I know that we have these love affairs, and then if you don't perform, we turn on you. We've done it to everybody. Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily break the athlete. Lindor came through this fine.
Yeah.
Garrett Cole's gone through this fine. More times than not, the guys get through this fine.
Edwin Diaz
has gotten through it fine, shockingly enough. But because of the sheer amount of money he's making, $745 million, or $765 million, which is record-breaking, when you combine that with the expectations of performance, because he killed us in the National League East for many years, and then brought the Yankees to the World Series last year, and because prices at Citi Field, and this is a huge factor, Teague, prices at Citi Field are high.
Yeah.
This absolutely is why people boo more today than they booed 20 years ago, because people feel entitled that, hey, I dropped $500 and you struck out, boo!
All right, so what are we expecting then for the boos to happen?
Second home stand of the year, April 17th against the Cardinals. I can't get any more specific than that.
Why that?
Because I think that unlike...
What if he's hitting 380 up to that point?
Oh, he won't get booed. As long as you hit, you'll avoid it.
So he's got to be sub 240 or whatever. Not that many home runs at that point. And then have a bad series.
You know why?
That's what you're saying?
No. You know why I can't even attach stats to this? And I had an argument with Pete Hoffman about this, because Pete Hoffman, who produces the Rico, but is also an honest guy. I don't know if Tommy would ever admit this. Pete Hoffman admitted that he's one of the schmucks who booed Mike Piazza.
Ah.
And when I was young, I was like 15 years old, and I was a scrawny little kid. I was at Shea Stadium, and people were booing Mike Piazza. I was ready to drop fists.
Right.
Because I thought it was so stupid and so mind-numbing. And as a 15-year-old, I thought anybody who booed Mike Piazza was an idiot.
Well, what were the circumstances?
So I'll explain it. So Pete explained to me, because what I said to Hoff was, how did you boo the guy who was hitting 335? Mm. And he said, yeah. But all he did was ground into double plays. He never got a hit in a big spot. So it isn't even just stats.
Right. It's circumstances.
Right. So when you say, well, if he's hitting 240, it's not even about that. It's if Met fans don't believe he's living up to what the expectation was and he's not getting the big hit, there will be people more so today than in 1998
right.
who are going to feel entitled to boo that guy because the beer costs a lot, because the tickets cost a lot, and oh yeah, he's the great Juan Soto. So I think I'm being generous by saying April 17th, the second homestand of the year, because it's possible it happens before
that. Well, the only thing that mitigates it is if they're winning. If they're winning in spite of him not being good, then he won't get booed.
Agreed. I think if they're winning enough.
Right. If it's losing, and it feels like we brought you here, spent all of this money to sign you, and we're losing, part of it's because you're not performing, then that he gets associated with the team's lack of success, compounded by his lack of success.
Yes.
So, no, you're right. I mean, that seems early to me.
Wow.
I mean, that's 2.5 weeks into the
season. Giancarlo Stanton got booed on the Yankees home opener.
But that's because of the money.
Well, what about this?
I just told you.
It's still a lot of money, though, T. You can't minimize it.
No, you're right. You're right. Because, look, I made the argument when we were having this discussion before the offseason, actually, how much he was going to get paid.
Right.
And some people were sitting around the $48 million line or whatever it may be. I was quick after looking at all the other sports. He's going to make $60 million. Because the best players in the other sports, they make $60 million. So why shouldn't he make $60 million? I didn't think he'd blow past it and go to $70 million. But it is a lot of money, but I think we're desensitized to it.
I don't think, not when you're spending it. Not when you're going to the ballpark. And that's the element at play here. It is expensive to go to sporting events, and when you go to said sporting events, your expectations for your experience are that much higher.
Yeah.
And that's not just the food that you're going to have or the in-game entertainment. It's the performance. Now, we have two Met fans here, and I hope they can have the truth serum and be honest, because this is an honest conversation. It's very easy in the middle of March to call up and say, I would never boo Juan Soto. You're an idiot. You're a hater. I would never boo him. Shut up. You'd all boo him. Most fans have booed in their lifetime. It's just a reality. So, Loogie, I know you're positive Tommy, but in your past, have you ever booed a Met player?
I have.
You want to name some of the names? Go ahead.
Maxwell, Jacob, Friedman, Scherzer.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the only guy you booed.
That I can remember. I might have booed, you know, Eddie Murray, you know, Bobby Bowe back in the day. The down years at Shea Stadium when I was a younger lad. But I don't recall booing too many Mets in my older years, just Scherzer.
So your maturity has really gotten the best of you.
Good for you.
As obnoxious as I am and come off, I'm not the biggest booer.
Do you see your fellow Met fan?
Oh, 100%.
How quickly? Is April 17th a good time, or maybe even earlier than that? Or, you know what? They stole him from the Yankees. Met fans will be even more patient than that.
They will be more patient. I think there will be a larger or longer honeymoon with Juan Soto than previous players like a Lindor, like a Piazza.
Because of the Yankee connection.
Correct.
And you know that if you boo him,
100%.
You're going to hear it from your brethren who are Yankee fans?
That's a large part of it. That's an absolute large part of it. I think a lot of Met fans appreciate the fact that Juan Soto picked the Mets over the Yankees, and they will give him more rope. So if he misplays a ball in right field or takes a walk or something, no one's going
to
boo him.
And Beltran was the opposite, because the perception about him was he preferred to be a Yankee than a New York Met. Hence, the booing came pretty early for him.
By the way, it is March 18th at 2:18. I think this is the perfect time to institute something for this season. Positive Tommy to my fellow Met fans. I am instituting a non-booing Juan Soto policy. I just came up with this. It's never been done before. This is not something anyone else did on this show.
Are you
with
sure
the Yankees.
You don't want to do this as fake Sean?
And I will remind you every day, we will not boo Juan Soto. Well, even though he's marrying us, we won't boo him.
You know what? As a non-booer, but as an honest Met fan, you can't make that declaration. You want to know why? If we booed Carlos Beltran, if we booed David Wright during slumps, if we've booed all these other former Mets, how can we put an exemption for a guy who's done nothing for us yet? You know what I mean? Like, Lindor got booed. We all love Lindor now. He came out of this clean. He came out of this looking great. But I don't think anyone deserves. We booed Piazza. He was hitting 340.
Not everybody feels the same way I do about this, but I think Juan Soto already has done everything for us because he created the paradigm shift where the Mets are now big brother.
But
and
you
we as
gotta
fans are.
Perform.
No doubt about it. But we all know that Juan Soto will perform. And if it's a little blip on the radar, you can't be, I know this is tough for fans, you can't be irrational about
it. Now, Paul Rosenberg is filling in basically for Loogie or Sean Morash. He is a good Met fan.
He's a very good Met fan. I can say a lot of negative things about Rosie, but the one positive I'll say is he's a damn good Met fan. Will you boo Juan Soto if he gets off to a bad start?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Again, he's a good Met fan, I'm telling you. How quickly would you decide to put your two hands near your mouth and go boo?
If he strikes out to end the game April 4th, the Met home opener, I'm serious. People are going to boo because we are spending $400 and he makes $700 million. And yes, that is the price you pay for doing that, for being that talented and that good at your job. Yes, that is the price you pay. I'm allowed to boo you, and it has no effect on you whatsoever.
Well, not Tiki nor I have said you're not allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it. I'm just more curious why you would go about doing it seven games into his Met. That seems pretty early.
Because
like I was saying early.
Because Met fans aren't used to this, and we're not going to be used to this until he actually does it on the field. And if he goes throughout the
course, kind of used to this getting a star. What, wasn't
not of this caliber.
No, you're right. I mean, but Edwin Diaz was a star when he came here. And he didn't perform and he got booed.
Yeah.
Period.
Carlos Beltran was the biggest free agent at the time.
Lindor.
And he was in the prime of his career.
Even just more recently, Lindor. Part of that was Lindor induced, but it is what it is.
No, I honestly, even before that, he wasn't good. Lindor got off to a bad start as a Met. And listen, I will sit here and I'll explain why I'm not booing, but I'm not going to like tell Met fans you're a bad fan for booing. I get it. And look, Rosie brought something up, and I think he did a very good job because you're like the populace. Because I think there's a lot of people who, again, may not admit this on March 18th because they don't want to say it yet, but they'll say it on April 18th. And that is, I spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's what this comes down to. I dropped $350. We're losing 6-0. You're batting .267. I expected more, and I'm going to let you hear about it. Like, one of the excuses, because Morash booed Giancarlo Stanton on opening day.
Day one.
And one of his excuses was, it was cold outside, and hey, I'm sitting here, it's a long game, and I'm cold, and I'm cranky. Fake Sean, can you, I think I laid it out, but Fake Sean, is that accurate to why you booed Giancarlo on opening day?
It's 100% accurate. It was so cold that I couldn't even have Mr. Softy. My chicken tenders in my Yankee helmet chicken bucket were frozen by the third inning, and this piece of you-know-what couldn't even hit the ball.
I very much hope that the Mets and Juan Soto will get off to a great start, and this will be the only time we ever have to talk about booing Juan Soto, a theory in the middle of March, and not the actuality of it. But like I said earlier, every big-priced free agent or trade target has essentially been booed. There are rare, rare examples of guys who have avoided it. Juan Soto avoided it last year with the New York Yankees, the combination of a great start and Yankee fans feeling the need to recruit him basically all season. But there are very few examples of guys who escaped it. And just a few years ago, the great Gerrit Cole got booed. And his boo was weird because he was pitching a no-hitter. I'm not kidding. And
Are you serious?
He was pitching a no-hitter, and then in the inning where the no-hitter ended, it came crashing down. It ended very, very badly, and so when Aaron Boone came out to take the baseball from him, this is the way it sounded right here on WFAN. Right here on WFAN. Right here when Gerrit Cole was being taken off the mound. Sorry, we're having technical issues. But yeah, this was in 2021. So this is his second year here, but really his first year here.
Yeah.
Because 2020 was like this fugazi season. Right. The fans weren't in the stands.
Half a season.
A full year.
Right.
But remember what Cole had already done. He pitched on short rest in the division series in 2020. So he had already done something as a New York Yankee when this happened. But Gerrit Cole had that one really bad, rocky inning, and Yankee fans let him hear about it. And I remember thinking to myself, boy, this is just...
Was it him or was it Boone?
No, it was. You think Boone was getting booed?
I don't know. Because, I mean, two things. One, he had a great outing up until he got pulled.
Right.
But then Boone comes out to pull him. Are they booing Boone for not pulling him soon enough? Or Boone for not, you know what I mean?
No, they're not booing Aaron Boone.
I'm just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
They were booing Gerrit Cole. I think if memory serves correct, was 2021 the year in which in the middle of the season they instituted the whole, hey, we're going to check you
for the sticky stuff.
Yes.
So he began to struggle a little bit after he got.
Right.
No, we assumed he was one of the poster boys of the sticky stuff. And so that may have contributed to it as well. Are you ready there, Paulie?
He's struggling today. Miss Loogie in the big seat, Claire, or Connor, as you like to say.
I'm kidding. Rosie's mad at me. It's technical issues. All right, you know what? We'll get to it later. When you tell me when you're ready, and then we'll play it. Because my favorite part of it is not just Gerrit Cole getting booed, but the reaction from the voices of the New York Yankees. We'll get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Chris is in Seacliff. What's up, Chris?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's up, man? Good, man. What's up?
Just dovetailing on what TJ was talking about, hearing the boos when he played, you don't really hear them because it's such an action game. For instance, in basketball, if somebody throws a brick or misses a pass or throws it out of bounds, the next play is happening so quickly, so you don't have a chance to boo.
Right.
But if somebody, if they get a shortstop and the ball goes under his legs, and it takes another, 45 seconds for a pitch. And, like, all the cameras are on, and they keep on replaying. Womp, womp, womp. It's like the lights are on you. And so you're screwed. I mean, so it's not a good position to be in. It's that's why there's more booing in baseball, I would assume.
No, I think you're right. Or at least it's loud enough that it's recognizable in baseball. Like, sometimes you hear it in football or even in basketball, but it feels like it's, like, muffled because it's a vocal minority.
It's also not that direct moment. I mean, think about how a baseball game goes. Like Aaron Judge, and I apologize for not mentioning his name yet, but Aaron Judge had a historical season and then struggled in the playoffs and got booed.
Yep.
And the way it would happen is he'd strike out in a big spot and you would hear the loud boo. Like, so it was easier to comprehend it. In basketball, and there are boos in basketball. Like, I remember James Harden heard some boos in Barclays Center, believe it or not. It's after he turned the ball over, and it was like he had another sloppy moment, and there was that audible groan and boo.
But it takes a while to get there, I think, in basketball.
It's just not the same as baseball. Here's how it sounded when Gerrit Cole was booed off the mound at Yankee Stadium.
So you take him out and get him ready for the next start will be an absolutely vital start for the Yanks.
Tough crowd.
Gerrit Cole leaves and gets booed. He's been carrying this team all year.
What's wrong with these people?
What's wrong with these people?
I love Susan.
Yeah.
Tough crowd. You could just feel her getting angrier and angrier.
Because,
what's wrong with you people?
Because in this case, like, I totally get it. I got angry when Piazza got booed because I thought he was good. And I was like, what are we expecting? Like, and I think what Susan was expressing was, this guy's been mostly really good. Like, do we think he's perfect? And sometimes those expectations of your reputation, which I think was the case with Mike Piazza in 98 and Gerrit Cole in 2020, 2021, are just so enormously high. And listen, Juan Soto's going to come here with expectations.
Of course he is.
I mean,
he's been great his whole career. So why would you expect him? He's only 27. Why would you expect him to be anything less than that?
Of course.
And so if he's less than that, then here's what people are going to do. And it's unfair to Juan Soto, but that's what they're going to do. Oh, he got paid. Oh, he's comfortable now.
Right.
He's making $70 million a year for the next 15 years, right? Of course, right? So it's unfair to Juan Soto, but if he has a bad start, that's what people are going to say.
Linda is calling from Forest Hills. Good afternoon, Linda.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're good. What's up, Linda?
Good.
Okay. About booing Soto, as a Mets fan, he's the type of hitter that you don't expect to have prolonged slumps. But, look at guys like Aaron Judge. Anything's possible. Now, I said this during the initial euphoria of after the signing to my fellow Mets fans in our Twitter chat and in spaces. I said there will come a point during the season where, because Juan Soto is the type of player he is and he will get on base 42% of the time, there will come a point where he will not take the bat off his shoulder.
Right.
Because he will be looking to take a walk. Okay? I can see that being a point where Mets fans get frustrated with him. We want you to hit. We're paying you to hit.
Yep.
But he's taking walks.
It's great point, Linda, because I remember mentioning that last year with Yankee fans, and it never really happened, but it's a great point. You're right.
And another scenario is his failure to track balls. Let's say the bases are loaded and somebody gets a hit and, you know, the ball goes over his head in right field, or, you know, it slips out of his glove.
You know why I don't think he's going to get that? I think if he's hitting, people will accept the defensive miscue once in a while.
Yeah.
I really do. I think it's really about, can he hit at the level where there were huge expectations for him? And I know that you look at what he did last year with the Yankees, and you look at the fact that he always gets on base, and you say, well, he'll avoid a prolonged slump. Well, I want to take you back to 2022 when he was traded from the Washington Nationals to the San Diego Padres. Now, we weren't paying attention to it because it was San Diego.
Yeah.
He did not have a good final 2 months with the San Diego Padres.
Oh,
he did not play well.
I remember the conversation being, well, he's Vogelbach. Vogelbach's his same OPS as Juan Soto.
I remember saying it to Pete, where if you took Vogelbach's numbers and you compared it to Soto's for about a month and a half after that trade was made, they were very similar. Now, that sounds nuts to hear, and I'm not saying he's Daniel Vogelbach, but when he got traded to San Diego, he hit .265. In September, he hit .220. Those were his batting average stats for the 2 months after the trade. And I don't know if it's moving in the middle of the season. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. It could have been anything. Could have been any reason why he struggled for a period of time. But if that stretch was replicated in April and May here with the Mets, come on. Met fans are going to turn on.
No, you're right.
But and I don't know how quickly they turn, but they would.
I just don't think it's going to be that quick. There's still, you'll still feel like he's a special player unless he goes a really long time. April's too soon. Maybe June.
Maybe June. Let's go to Brock in Huntington. What's up, Brock?
What's up, fellas? It's been a while since I got to talk to the A-team, so good to get back with you guys.
Yeah, appreciate
you calling, man. What's up?
No problem, man. So I just want to preface this. I'm a Yankee fan, so I hate Juan Soto's face these days. I'll let you know that. Now, what I'm going to say is this barring injury. Now, I think you guys are all nuts. I understand, you know, Juan Soto, one thing I could say, I just had the chance to watch him. I mean, honestly, if Juan Soto is not afraid. If you watch this guy, he's an absolute machine. When you'll see these at-bats, not even every at-bat, but every pitch. I mean, TQ for the football, this guy is like a defensive end on third and long. Every pitch, he doesn't just want to hit. He wants to almost, it's like he wants to fight the pitcher.
Right.
And it doesn't actually take him out of his game that makes him better. It actually raises the level of the players around him. I'm telling you guys, I mean, I'm going to miss Juan Soto just because of the actual level, the professional level of play that he offers. But you're not going to want to be booing Juan Soto. You're going to be wanting to woo-woo Juan Soto because this guy is going to be the best thing that ever happened to your franchise. I mean, you're going to see him work pitchers. You're going to see it be contagious to the rest of the team. And, I mean, as far as, you know, just like starting off slow, it's just not going to happen.
No, he's never been that guy. Brock, what you just said is actually probably most important thing. The influence that he had on the Yankees last year from guys taking walks, taking pitches, was profound.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Aaron Judge, who I think walked more than Soto did last year. Maybe some of those were intentional just because he was Judge and he had an MVP season.
Well, and also Soto had Judge protecting him.
Good point. But, I mean, you saw it throughout the lineup, right? It was a different approach. You just watch great players do what they do, you kind of want to emulate it, even if you do it unconsciously.
Juan Soto's April last year with the New York Yankees was far and away the best April he's ever had. He couldn't have had a better beginning to his Yankee tenure. But like a lot of players, including his teammate Francisco Lindor, April is not his best month.
No.
He actually gets off to some bad starts. So I don't think anyone's questioning that this will be a good signing. We will all love Juan Soto. People will wear the jerseys with pride. Because a lot of these signings that have been made by the Yankees and Mets in their history, they eventually work out. I mean, we played Gerrit Cole getting booed. I think despite the Tommy John surgery, most Yankee fans would say that has worked out.
Yeah. What's wrong with me, people?
Mark Teixeira got booed. Eventually, it worked out.
Right.
Carlos Beltran got booed. I think most Mets fans would admit, hey, that worked out. It's more, will he face that early adversity? Francisco Lindor faced it. It's tough to remember because he's become the MVP that we love, the captain of the New York Mets. But in 2021, there were plenty of people around here that said he's not made out for New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Beningo telling me, I think we may be better off keeping Baez over Lindor.
We had
the old tweet from Sal in which he said maybe Baez can teach Lindor a thing or two about New York. Remember?
Well, I don't think he was used to at that time that in New York you can't fight City Hall.
No, you can't.
You are losing badly. the fan will dominate you every single time.
Well, that the best advice you could get is not from Francisco Lindor, but it's from Giancarlo Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever get booed in this town, just die on the sword. Just say, I get it, I understand it,
right,
and I need to be better.
My bad.
That's it. But if you argue with the fans, then it turns into a less than ideal situation.
But we only boo the great ones. And right. If you're not great, we're booing you because
we
expect greatness.
We just want to get rid of you.
So I've heard that
if you're not great, they just want to get rid of you.
I've heard that statement before. It's so not true. Can I give you some examples?
Go ahead.
We booed Roger Cedeno. He wasn't great. He just sucked.
The second go-around?
Yes.
He was great after he left the Mets.
The second time.
When he left the Mets, he became great. And then when he came back, he was horrible like Burnett's. So we boo him on the second go-around because it's like, why didn't you do this with us?
Okay, Jason Bay wasn't
Jason
great.
Jason Bay was an MVP candidate before he got here.
No, but my point
expected
is we
greatness.
But you just said we only boo the greats. Those guys aren't greats. Those guys were just bad free agent signings.
No, but they were great players. That's probably a strong statement. Jason Bay was very, very good before he came to the Mets. We were booing him because we didn't boo, you know, Anthony Dendecker because we're not expecting his name. We weren't expecting it.
It's not the correct name. It's Matt Dendecker.
Oh, who's Anthony?
Anthony Recker.
Anthony Recker. I pulled the solidify there.
That was good, though.
We didn't boo Matty Van Decker, and that's because we didn't expect anything from him.
I think we booed Kirk Nieuwenhuis once or twice before.
No, we did not. Yes, he had four homers in a game.
You meant validify.
Oh, I screwed that
right.
up too.
You did. And
was that the word I used yesterday? Validify?
Validify. He said solidify.
Yeah.
You're conflating things.
That whole discussion yesterday about words, because I made up a word and then they were fact checking me.
That was awesome.
It got me so excited because we're trying to do game night at the Roberts household on Saturday nights where we play a board game. Get away from the tablets. Get away from the TV.
Did you do Scrabble?
I want to do Scrabble. Uh-huh. Now, obviously, that's Saturday night. We're not doing it during the week, but I am like so pumped up to play Scrabble. Like, I think my 8-year-old can handle it. I think Jed will be fine. My wife, I mean, she's Ivy League. She knows what the hell she's doing.
She's a Princeton gal.
That's right. And then you got me. I'm going to kick everybody's ass. We'll get back to your phone calls at 888-808-1019. Plus, last night, we did see the New York Knicks pull away in the second half against the Miami Heat. But we also saw an incredibly bizarre situation that we never got updates on.